So it's that time of year, it's annual review time. This is something that you may want to do in 2020 that will help you to plan and prepare for 2021. Today's video, I'm going to show you how to conduct an annual review. So as we all know, this year has been a very strange year, but as you can imagine, many of us has probably learned lessons about ourselves and ways to improve for 2021. An annual review is a great way to implement some of the lessons that you've learned across this year into the next coming year. It's actually something that Tim Ferriss endorses above New Year's resolutions. In a recent blog post, he actually shared that he's been doing past year reviews for the last 8 years, and he's found that the 30 to 60 minute exercise has been super effective, and actually he prefers them to doing New Year's resolutions. So you're probably wondering, what is the best place to start? So in today's video, I'm going to signpost a few ways you can get started. So the first one is actually a template that's provided by Nest Labs. Anne Law is a creator of Nest Labs, and she's put together a fantastic template in Google Slides that will allow you to do your annual review with ease. There's a whole host of questions about fitness, travel, relationships, really asking the questions that mattered about the last year. The second way that you could do an annual review is using a template through applications that you may know and love. One of them is available through Notion, which is a template from Ali Abdaal, an annual year review. It does wonders in being able to see what 2020 was like and also begin adding to your bucket list for the next year. The third and final way I'd recommend is actually through Tim Ferriss himself. In that article I mentioned, he actually shared a little bit of a process and how he goes about doing an annual year review. So the way he sets it out is two columns, positive and negative. He then grabs his calendar, turns it into the week view, and reviews each week at a time. So for each week, he jots down on the pad any people, activities, or commitments that triggered peak positivity or negative emotions for that month. So based on the answers, he picks out the most positive activities and implements them into the next 2021, actionably putting them in his calendar. Now this one might be actually a little bit tricky when it comes to the social side of stuff. So there's definitely some of the self-care and personal development activities that you can definitely implement instead of the social ones, if and depending on your situation. He also recommends as a step two to take all of the negative lists that you've got into a not to-do list. So he also recommends to put that not to-do list near yourself in the mornings of the first few weeks of the year so that you can see some of the things that negatively impacted you in the last year so you can make better decisions moving forward. Hopefully you guys can go and conduct your own annual year review or past year review. I'm going to be doing mine this afternoon, and hopefully this video was helpful. Anyway, folks, check out the links in the description. If you want to subscribe to keep productive, it'd be great to have you here in the community, and we'll see you in a future video. Cheerio.